It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. We devoutly hope she's over there somewhere, but we hope she is not on a bridge near Genoa. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, as a matter of fact, there has been a tragedy in Italy, has collapsed near the city of Genova, which comes a little bit like a surprise because it's a wealthy area, and Genova is considered to be a rich city. And so there is a little bit of disbelief that this is not supposed to happen in the north of Italy, but rather in some more poorest area of south of Italy. So as these kind of things are not our choices, they happen where they happen. And this is in northern Italy, in the city of Genova. It's a tragedy because obviously there will be many victims, otherwise very few details as of yet, because it basically just happened, and we will know much more later. What we do know is that it's a bridge from the 60s. So it's not a very new structure, but obviously even old bridges should be under a certain amount of control and checks, and it will be to be seen if everything has been done correctly. For the moment, the help is on place, and we will see a little bit later what happened, why, and what are exactly the another tragedy has happened also on Tuesday, and this is in England. This time a car again drove into people in front of the Westminster Parliament. This is definitely a spot that has been already badly hit before. So all we know for the moment, and it's very little, is that the vehicle has driven into cyclists and pedestrians, injuring three people. Luckily, it looks like it's not too bad. The incident, though, is being handled as a terrorist attack, even though there is no proof as of yet. The suspect is held, is in custody, but is apparently not really cooperating. He didn't have weapons on him nor in the car. That much has been reported. Of course, London is now in high alert, and people are moved away from the area. And the difficult part is beginning now with finding out who he is, where his intention, his real identity, and everything that could lead to the reasons of driving into pedestrians and cyclists in front of the parliament. As we know, security is already very strong around the parliament, and they have doors that are made out of steel and concrete that are apparently truck bomb proofed. They also have many more police officers around the parliament than ever. So it is definitely going to be difficult to even increase security measures in that area, as they are already pretty high. Of course, there would be the possibility to completely isolate the parliament and not allow any public around it. But this is also for the image of the parliament, for the people working in the parliament that are supposed to work for the people. Maybe a decision that is a little bit difficult to take. See if this is attack, or maybe the attack of an insane person, or having a complete other reasons for it. One thing that we can extend here, though, is the fact that security can be more difficult after the Brexit for English people. As we know, Interpol and the police in Europe do communicate among themselves in, for example, giving names of potential attackers and such informations. If the Brexit takes place without having also on that level a form of agreement, it could become very complicated for England to get to inform, obviously to be fast enough to act against attacks. I assume that some talks are being held also on this level, as security is by all means in the top issues of Europe and the world. But the Brexit could definitely be a complication for England to be included in the flow of informations. And so this is maybe something that has also to be taken into account when the Brexit is going to take place, and as of yet, without real agreement on anything, things are looking pretty difficult. And it looks like they have to definitely work much faster if all of these agreements have to be found before the deadline. One subject now that is entirely different and on a very light tone is the topic of what are called the Uri trottoir in Paris. And I just want to... Yes, they are cubists. These urinals are eco-friendly. The design is from a company called Faltazzi, if anybody is interested in looking how they look like, because it's a way of peeing, basically avoiding what is called the wild peeing. Then the urine will be transformed in compost, and that compost will be used to fertilize the flowers that are actually planted on the urinals. And everything on top of that would be used then also for example, wheat. Those are red boxes. Very shortly, they have inside some straw for the odors, and on top some very nice flowers arrangement. They are, I think, for the moment only 4 or 5 in the city of Paris.
Where are they?
They are not hidden at all, and where the problem lies, and where people are complaining, because it is basically very visible, and it is, for some people living there, kind of disturbing to see those men relieving themselves in very dominant spot of the city of Paris. But the city of Paris is explaining that they had this problem with wild peeing, and that they are simply trying to find some solutions. Those are some cubes. They are red. They are very visible. They don't hide much from what their purpose is, except that they are considered like kind of design a pretty design by many.
Design aesthetic.
Yes, design that. This is not a very new concept because we could, for example, keep in mind that Amsterdam has been having that for years now. They have 35 public urinals in the city of Amsterdam and only 3 public toilets for women. So obviously, with the zeitgeist, this is not something that is really accepted, and many women are wondering why there is so much for men and so little for women. This will have to be dealt with. But I strongly encourage to look at the design of those urinal trottoirs, as they are called.
Yeah, the flowers are nice too.
The flowers are very nice. The idea is very eco-friendly.
It's just placement.
Yeah, maybe it's the placement, exactly. And maybe the fact that not everybody is ready to see such a lack of decency. So maybe regular toilets for many remain the prime solution. But let's be open and let's see if, like the mayor of Paris said, maybe they just deserve to be in some more discreet spots in order to be more accepted. But so on a light note, that was the news from Paris.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.